In 1519, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortes' story isn't just about conquest, it's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on, overcome obstacles, and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. All right, welcome back, folks. Another week, another ramble. So this week I'm going to talk all things kind of social media, and not just social media, just being public with a lot of the things we're doing and that I'm doing and stuff like that, both personally and professionally. So I'll preface everything. As everybody knows, I left my corporate career over 2 years ago now. And one of the things that leading up to that, or that I just had this mindset of leading up or thinking about eventually leaving my career before I did, was this idea that I was just going to disappear. Like I wanted to eliminate all social media. I didn't want, it was a distraction. It was a lot of the way I was using it at that time. It was a waste, right? I was using it as just to scroll and watch things that weren't, you know, adding any value to my life, and I wasn't contributing at all. I in my years of social media, I mostly, prior to leaving my job, I was only on Facebook, didn't have any other types of social media or anything like that. But all of that was, I did two things with it for years. One, occasionally post things about my family and stuff like that. And most of that was, really all of it was just a place. It was a cool place to document memories, right? Pictures and things we were doing and things like that. Because I love every year, you know, just about every day I get another memory from something we did 2 years ago, 5 years ago. So that piece of it was just kind of to selfishly document things. But also it was a way to, I enjoy people kind of watching my family grow, right? Especially the people that know and like me and that I love and stuff like that. So it's a way to share things. What has always been a way to share things that we had going on that, especially with family that we don't see very often or friends that we don't see very often, but it's a way to let them keep up with what we have going on and what the kids have going on and stuff like that. The other way I always used it was in my insurance business. So I was very proactive in kind of leaning in. I had a business page through my former career where I was very active with it. Had a decent following on it. I did a lot of posts, a lot of videos, things like that. And I got a lot of business from that. It was a great networking tool. But again, as you know, look back, as I was building my real estate portfolio, and I was doing so silently, right? I wasn't sharing anything real estate related when I was working my corporate job. I was doing that all behind the scenes, under the radar, and that was by design. So I had this mindset that as I'm building these things and I'm building a portfolio that eventually is going to be big enough for me to leave my job and go all in on that, I can do so silently. And because I was doing it that way, I had this idea that once I left the job, I didn't need social media anymore, right? I didn't need it, didn't want it. My wife could, you know, she could continue posting stuff about our family that would keep the memories there and stuff like that, but I didn't want anything to do with it. So as I leave the job, I quickly realized as I was starting to kind of ramp up getting into all these networking groups and stuff like that, that it would be absolutely foolish for me to cut ties with all social media, because that is the number one place to network, the number one tool and the lowest cost tool in my toolbox is the use of social media. So that said, why would I cut off the thing that is the easiest thing to use for marketing what I'm doing now and real estate and all the things that, I was getting into when I left my job, or getting into heavy, heavier. I don't know if I said that right or not, but why would I cut that off? Foolish, right? So what I chose to do is, and this was very intentional through a lot of thought, thinking, and conversations with Bill Phillips at the time, my business partner, was we were both going to lean in hard, harder than ever on social media for several reasons. Number one, we now have it wasn't a side hustle we were doing with real estate anymore. We got a legit business to run. And wherever we go inside of that business, whether it's continuing to add rental property to our portfolio, starting to connect with new operators that we want to invest with, or ultimately the lending fund like we have up and running now. Whatever the case may be, it was going to require building out our network. And when I say require, like it's not, you take that back. It wasn't going to require that. It didn't require the use of social media, but we would be foolish not to use the number one thing, the easiest entry into networking and building our relationships with folks that we wanted to do business with, right? Building an investor pool, building a borrower pool on the lending side. All of that is very easy to do through social media. So we decided to lean all in on it. The one thing we knew very early on was that we ourselves were not going to stay consistent with it. Consistency on social media is crucial. And we knew that we might go, and we did this, like we might be hot for a month posting stuff. And then we might go several weeks where we're just focused on other things and don't even remember to log into Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. So we knew early on that as we build this out, we were probably going to have to find somebody or some type of third party to help us with this, right? So through our networking group, our the biggest one we're in, which is Legacy Family, we connected. Actually, we became friends with Q Muldrick. And she ran a company, owned a company, CEO of Legacy Digital, and kind of just observing what she did for her clients. And we started, you know, we got to know her as she was starting that company. So we got to see her grow a little bit early on, and then ultimately realized like, okay, we have to, you know, we've got to market what we're doing. And what we're doing is we're trying to build, a brand and interest around everything that we're doing in real estate, right? We don't know how to do that. We just do not know how to do it. I know how to talk to people and I know how to connect with people when I'm connected with them, but I don't know how to build like this online presence and things like that. So long story short, we connected with Q and ultimately after several conversations decided, okay, you guys handle our social media for the business. And that freed us up to, and they did, and they've done so ever since. I think we've been working with Q and them for over a year now. I've been very happy with what they're doing, but what they do for us is give us the consistency, but not just the consistency of making posts every day and keeping it out there, what we're doing. Excuse me. But they also have the professionalism behind it, right? They know how to curate things, and they know how to properly format things and get it out there so that more eyeballs are on it and it's reaching the people that we want to target it to reach and things like that. Bill and I and L. Tim Blodgett, we have no clue how to do that. Like, no idea. So, you know, if we were left on our own to do that, it would just be throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks. And a social media company that, like, focuses on that marketing and stuff like that, they're doing a little bit of that as well. They're trying different things, but they know how to measure it. They know how to quickly pull the plug on it and try something new. We don't. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know who it's appealing to, and we don't know how to measure those things as far as, like, impressions and I don't know all the other metrics they share with us on a monthly basis, but they know how to do that. They're the professionals and trained to do that. We don't, nor do we want to learn, because learning it requires us to spend more time doing it, and we don't. That's not what we do. We're not motivated by that. We're motivated to grow a business and to grow a podcast and things like that. And we need somebody else that can put the professional experience into helping us do that, right, through social media. So I get, you know, asked quite a bit, especially by my natural market. My natural market are the folks that have known me for a long time, my friends, my former colleagues, and my clients that I had so many years and of experience with in my former career. You know, oh, Jason, God, we see you all over the internet, all over, you know, are you an influencer now and things like that? No, the answer to that is no. The answer is, I know that I'm building a business. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm in a business that requires me, in order to get the max return off my effort and time, requires me to get myself out there. Get my message out there, my business out there, what we're doing, right? People don't get exposed to our podcast without the podcast being promoted on social media over and over and over. And over time, it compounds. More people see it, more people share it, more people like it, rate it, review it, and it gets in front of more eyeballs. And that, like anything else, just takes time, right? I'm not a celebrity. I'm not someone that when we start a podcast, I have all this built-up influence of millions of people that are just going to start watching the podcast. So we got to build it over time. And why even do a podcast, okay? Well, a couple reasons. I'm glad you asked. The podcast, right, it's called Burning the Ships. It has nothing to do with our business, but it has so much to do with our business. And what I mean by that, the podcast is a way to get what we're doing in business and with trying to inspire folks and all that stuff. It's a way to just get us out there more. It's a way, that's one piece of it. Just, it's another way that when people open up their YouTube or Instagram or whatever platform it is, another reel is going to pop up with me rambling on about whatever topic I'm talking about today, or another reel of me talking to a very interesting person that has an interesting story that they're sharing. So you see all that. I mean, anybody that has followed along for any amount of time, every time you open up, you're going to see something. You're going to see me talking about either on the podcast or talking about a hard money loan or a house we're flipping, or something like that. That's by design. I want y'all to see that. I want people to continue seeing that, because the more it gets seen, the more it gets shared, the more attention gets put on our business and our brand, which ultimately is what we're trying to do, right? The more people know that we are an investment fund, right? We have opportunities open for accredited investors to put money with us that we can pay them a passive return, and then we take that money and we lend it out, right? That's the overall message. Well, do people listening to the podcast hear that? No. Do they subtly hear it? Yes, because the more they watch, they're going to hear a little ad read at the end, or they're going to follow along on my social media and see the other things we're involved with. They're interested in the podcast, but they might see the other things that we're involved with. And I will give you a very specific real-life example of this. So I'm going to leave names out of it, but I got a message. This has been a couple months ago. And I'll kind of go through how all this, the steps of where this came from. So back in October, I posted a very innocent, simple video of my son hunting. We were in a blind, which is like a tent that's on the ground. And I took with my cell phone, a video of him just looking out the window of the blind with his crossbow. And there was a deer standing there, kind of walking in front of the blind. He didn't shoot it. It was about a 10-second video. Nothing happened. Just a cute video. Well, whatever happens with the social media algorithms, I still don't understand it to this day. But for whatever reason, that video got fed out to everybody out there. And it got viewed almost 2 million times. Well, part of that process, you know, obviously with some funny comments and some funny takes on the video and all that was entertaining, comical, frustrating, some of it. What happened with that is because it was posted on my personal page, just a video of my son, cool video. I had no intent with it other than, hey, here's my son hunting. It's cool. 2 million people saw it. About 3,000 people followed my personal page, which I don't know any of them, but they followed it from viewing the video. And I got several messages from a lot of those people. After probably a month after that happened, I got a message from an individual that said, hey, man, I started following your video after seeing the post you made with your son. Very cool. Cool video, inspiring. I've got young kids or grandkids myself and blah, blah, blah. Cool. I started a little back and forth with him. Well, probably a couple weeks after that, he messaged me saying that he had seen all the other stuff that we do on the podcast and he's listened to a few podcasts. And he was a hunter, himself. So he listened to a few podcasts that I had with, Aaron Warburton and couple other podcasts I had with some hunting personalities. So he was interested in that. Then that sent him down the rabbit hole of 608B Capital and ultimately led him to asking questions about our investment opportunities. He's an accredited investor. We've gone back and forth quite a bit now. And here in the next couple months, he's probably going to invest in our debt fund. So let me be very clear with those steps here. I posted an innocent video of my son. It goes viral or whatever, you know, that's what it's called. 2 million people saw it. Of those 2 million, 3,000 people followed my page. Of those 3,000, I got a lot of cool messages, but one of them was somebody that wanted to go back and forth for a little bit. That ultimately led to him listening to the podcast and being interested in that. That ultimately led him being exposed to 608B Capital through my Facebook page and all that stuff. And now, after some back and forth, he's very interested, and he's probably going to invest in our company. So do you think that any of that would have happened with that particular individual if I wasn't active on social media? Absolutely not. Would have never met this person, would have never conversated with them, and would have never had them interested in investing in us. So I say all that and I give that example because it's a very real, specific example of where our consistency with social media, whether it be posting stuff with my family or our social media team posting stuff about the business or whatever it is, it's just stuff out there constantly in front of people's eyeballs that starts getting people curious and ultimately hopefully leads them to having those conversations. And that's not all we're hoping to get out of it, right? Yeah, if it leads to an increase in business, great. But anybody that knows me, I love having a positive influence on people. So if somebody can see a clip on social media or something I do on the podcast or talk about or have a guest on or something like that, that they have something impacts them in a positive way. I'll give an example of that. I had one of the episodes, this has been several months ago, and I get a lot of messages every week as episodes come out, you know, just saying, hey, great episode, enjoyed it, stuff like that. But there was one in particular that hit me, and it was somebody that I've known of my whole life. They're local to my area, but I don't really have a relationship with them. They're going to probably hear this episode, so you'll know who you are. But they heard an episode several months ago where the conversation was more talking around parenting and relationship with spouses and stuff like that. And they sent me a long message talking about how much that impacted them, how much it made them rethink kind of how they were approaching their career that was taking time away from their family, and really motivated them to start taking some action. And I've kept up with that person going back and forth, and they are actually taking action to hopefully get them in a position where they can maybe make some moves that buys them some time back. That, you know, and they were very clear that that one single podcast they listened to motivated them and got the ball moving on some action for them. What do you think that does for me? It doesn't blow my ego up. No, it makes me proud of the fact that we are trying to lean in on this to help people, and somebody actually gives me a real life scenario where they're being impacted and influenced in a very positive way. And it wasn't even off of something I said. It was something one of my guests said. So these things are the reason, you know, we want eyeballs on our business, obviously. But we also want to help people and motivate people. And all of that stuff is symbiotic. It works together and it flows together. And it helps us continue to connect and have an impact, a positive impact, on these people whoever decides to listen or view or follow along. And anything negative that comes with that, because certainly there is. There's people that see some of the stuff we post, or, you know, because I am very active now on social media. I post almost every day intentionally. A lot of it's with my family stuff, a lot of it's with the business stuff and everything in between. But some people see all that and roll their eyes. Oh, Jason's just trying to be an influencer or whatever. And that's fine. I would probably in years past say or think the same thing about other folks, but I don't let that concern me. What I do care about is the positive stuff that comes from it. And that's all I'm focused on. So it's not going to stop. If anything, it's going to get more and more of me sharing what we do, what I'm about. Ultimately, as I continue doing business with new people and meeting new people, having new guests on the podcast, I want them to know that who I am. And the only way to do that as I continue moving along in my life and my career and my business is to continue sharing who I am. Now, I'm private in a lot of ways too, right? There's not everything is out there, but the things that are innocent and, you know, in my personal life and, you know, all that stuff, I'm going to continue sharing it, because I just had a podcast guest on as I'm recording this, the episode will probably already be out on that interview. But this individual and I talked about how we've gotten to know each other through social media. I went on her podcast. She came on mine. She lives out in Colorado. And all, you know, just through social media, we got to know each other. We were on each other's podcasts. And I'm going to now be able to connect with her network through some virtual meetings that she has through a coaching platform to promote my business. And she is actually considering investing in our company. Again, this wouldn't have happened without a connection through social media. So I'm kind of rambling on, which is the title of this series, Weekly Ramble. But the point is, why am I so active on social media? And all of that is why. It is the best way to promote me, to get people to understand who I am, to feel comfortable communicating with me, investing in my business, and it's the best way for me to influence and impact people in a positive way, which is ultimately all I want to do in this life. Everybody that genuinely knows me knows that to my core, I love having a positive impact. I love sharing good energy. I am fed, like I have so much desire to bring good energy into this world and positive energy. It feeds me. When I'm not doing that and when I don't have a platform like this or an opportunity to do that, to speak to people and try to get people, if nothing else, just if they're in a bad mood, into a good mood. I live off that. So that's why I do all this. And I appreciate everybody that is following along and showing any kind of interest in what we're doing and sharing it with their networks. I appreciate it because it means a lot and it's what this is all about. So social media for us, it ain't going anywhere. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep leaning in harder and harder on it through this podcast, through Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the other things. And again, appreciate everybody that follows along. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.